It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. NMSU's new Borderlands and Ethnic Studies program rolled out this past fall. To learn more, I sat down with Dr. Dulcinea Lara, director of the program. Here is more of our conversation.
This program was rolled out directly after a tragedy happened in our area in El Paso with the mass killing that happened there. How did that play a role in the conversations that you had with your students? Was that brought up? What really were the conversations like after
sure,
that tragedy?
Sure. So many of my colleagues and I opened the fall semester with that conversation, and it was shocking and saddening, and my heart goes out to all the victims and the reverberations of those families. Part of the conversation that we have in my class is, how do we understand that moment in all of its tragedy, right? So it's about understanding the manifesto whereby someone intentionally wants to rid the world of Mexicans. How do we understand that? How do we go back to the moment where Mexicanness was itself vilified, right? And how do we understand the ways that maleness and whiteness has been associated with winning or owning or aggression? How can we understand that young person whose life is also gone, right, who has sacrificed his life for this manifesto? And it's really tricky to, you know, people say, who cares about that guy? Let him go away, let justice handle that. And that's one thing, but in ethnic studies it's hard work because we're trying to see from multiple perspectives, right? And how can we go back to the moment that there was a promise to this young man who feels like that's being taken away from this group? And so ethnic studies isn't just about celebrating ethnic groups. That's a misconception. It's about thinking through carefully and holistically, how can we not have this happen again? Right? How do we understand the intensity of that anger that this person is expressing? And not to say that to validate it, but to understand and then unpack it.
How do you do all that and also try to understand the impact that may have on communities in our region, in the borderlands, after something like that happens?
Mm-hmm. So one of the basic tenets comes from Mayan philosophy, and that is the Inlakesh. So Inlakesh means you are my other me. And so the idea there is to, it really goes against all the things we're taught to do in a meritocracy, in a capitalist society, in a consumer society, which is to really look into another person's eyes and see yourself, see your reflection. So what the Inlakesh poem or saying asks us to do is to really see the full value in another person, to the extent that if you cause that person harm, it will cause you harm. If you take care of that person, it will bring care to yourself. And so it seems kind of simple, and I've seen this mantra, this practice taught to kindergartners all the way to elders, but it's a very hard thing to do in a society that privileges this is for me, this is for myself, this is my title, this is my position, to really expand that into a reciprocity. And so what we talk about in that moment when white supremacy was fomented, or when hatred against Mexicans was really cultivated, if we talk about those moments and say that what was actually ruptured was this possibility for us to see each other as full human beings, as you are as important as I am. And so that's why I said it's a little bit tricky to say, how do we understand this young man who drove all this way to commit this heinous crime? Can we understand that person? And can we understand the legacies and histories and the moments that have brought this person to this place where A, it's okay to do that, and B, you know, there may be some outcomes that are favorable for this person. What's going on in that psychological moment that's influenced by historical movements that have fomented white supremacy?
The borderlands part of this, living where we are, how does it really kind of how do you make that connection in the class with ethnic studies?
Sure, that's a key piece. So I think of NMSU as sitting in the borderlands, and that critical consciousness, that awareness of where we are, hasn't always been there. And so the idea is to really talk about the wealth of opportunity that we have sitting in a borderlands region with two nations and three states, and sort of really connecting across this region to think about the uniqueness, the incredible opportunity, the bicultural, tricultural, linguistic. There's all these opportunities that through ethnic studies, if we really start to relate and value different ways of thinking and different ways of being, then we can be better by all measures.
That was Dr. Dulcinea Lara, Director of the Borderlands and Ethnic Studies Program and Associate Professor in the Criminal Justice Department at New Mexico State University.